The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. But when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Do you find that at times the Christian journey can be difficult? Particularly as life goes on, we lose our youthful enthusiasm and vigour. There seems to be more wilderness than oasis, and our prayer life, Bible study, and church attendance can become more of a duty than a joy. If that's true, then we can take heart from the writer of the letter to the Hebrews. As we just heard, the author exhorts his readers to run with perseverance the Christian race, and reminds them of two things which will be a source of encouragement as they do. From other parts of his letter, we understand that they have been facing persecution. It would have been very easy to have given up on this faith that was becoming such a threat and a danger. As we heard in the Gospel, Jesus himself had warned his followers his coming would cause division. And as Luke recorded those words, accompanied Paul on his missionary journeys, he'd have seen the consequences of Jesus' words and indeed of Paul's preaching. Families and communities divided over this new revolutionary faith. And of course, Paul himself suffered stoning and imprisonment. Indeed, the book of the Acts records a great deal of the mistreatments that those early Christians faced. So even in his own ministry, Jesus was aware the effect of his coming might have on the people he'd come amongst. When he says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, he's referring to his own crucifixion. Remember his response to John and James when they came to him asking if they could sit on his right and on his left in his glory. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Or to be baptized with the baptism which I am to be baptized with? And indeed, Paul was to write to the Christians in Rome. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So discipleship was never going to be an easy ride. And indeed, it still isn't. Perhaps our greatest problem is the blanket of indifference that we're surrounded by in our communities. But for many in other parts of the world, persecution is as real as it was in those first days. But the author of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us of the long line of those who witnessed, and indeed in some cases have suffered for their faith, that great cloud of witnesses. And he lists them, beginning with Abel, the murdered son of Adam, through Noah and Abraham, Moses and others, pivotal figures in the history of Israel's story, and whose faithfulness to Yahweh developed the Christian and Jewish faith. For us, that list is even longer. We have a galaxy of Christian saints who've inspired and strengthened the church through the centuries. From Stephen, the first martyr, from various apostles, Alban, the first English martyr, Francis, whose Christ-like life revived the church, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, St. Mother Teresa, Archbishop Luan. Perhaps you have a particular saint to whom you relate to, who inspires you. But that's why we make saints, examples of those who's living the Christian life, gives us encouragement and reminds us that it's possible for all of us to do the same. After all, these folk that we revere as saints were just like you and me in their lives. And so they inspire us to follow that example. They encourage us to keep on the road. And so this great cloud of witnesses reminds us that however beleaguered we may feel, however dispirited, others have been this way before, and they have triumphed. For many, their end may have been a martyrdom, but in Christ, they came again to life and are remembered with gratitude and with joy. And that brings me to the second source of encouragement. As they did, so we should look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He, after all, suffered a horrendous and agonizing death of crucifixion, his baptism. Yet for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. As their faith in him kept the saints going, so may we look to Jesus for our own inspiration when our spirits flag and the way seems hard and dreary. We know he had his own time in the wilderness, but his trust in the Father brought him through. So we need to keep our focus on him to regain our strength, our vigour, our faith. Yes, there are times when the church seems to be losing the plot. There are times when we might wonder where it's going. But remember that our Lord is greater than the church. The great cloud of witnesses reminds us that despite the vagaries of the institution, his will prevails. He still guides us, and it's his kingdom that we're striving to establish. Remember what he said to his first disciples, "Abide in me, and I in you. Whoever abides in me and I in them, they will bear much fruit." And they'll bear much fruit because, as he went on to say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should bear fruit and that your fruit should abide." Yes, you and I have been chosen as witnesses today. You and I are to be part of that long line of those called. You and I are to live Christ's risen life and share it with those around us. And we do so effectively by looking to him. both by reading about his life in the Gospels, by catching again the sound of his voice as we study the parables and his teaching, and by receiving him when we come to the altar. As I've said before, Jesus didn't leave us a set of instructions to follow. He actually gives himself through the sacrament. My body, my blood, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We know his presence whenever we meet with him here and are strengthened and nurtured to go out to be his witnesses. So be grateful for those who've gone before us, those who still inspire us today. And never forget that he who called you is with you along the way as he promised, and with you always to the close of the age. So keep your eyes focused on him. Listen to him as those disciples did on the road to Emmaus, their hearts warmed as he explained the scriptures. And like them, never fail to recognize him in the breaking of the bread, the living bread, who feeds us for our journey. Let me quote a hymn which seems to sum up what I've been trying to say. Give us the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above. How great their joys, how bright their glories be. Once they were mourning here below and poured out cries and tears. They wrestled hard as we do now with sin and doubt and fears. We asked them whence their victory came. They with united breath ascribed the conquest to the Lamb, their triumph to his death. They marked the footsteps that he trod. His zeal inspired their breast. And following their incarnate God, they reached the promised rest. Our glorious leader claims our praise for his own pattern given, while the great cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven. Amen.